Outreach Mass, bringing Christ to mid-Michigan for 40 years.
Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. With these words, the good thief in today's gospel stole heaven. And as he heard those words from the Lord, today you will be with me in paradise. Jesus promised to be with him in paradise because he accepted to be with him on the cross. While others around Jesus were taunting him, telling him to show his power by coming down from the cross, St. Dismas, as he's named according to tradition, recognizes both who he is and who Jesus is. He first admits that he has been condemned justly, that he is a sinner. And then he professes Jesus as king as he speaks of his kingdom. And those words that were inscribed above the head of Christ, "This is the King of the Jews," St. Dismas recognized as true. And while Jesus was wearing a crown of thorns there on the cross, he would soon be crowned in heavenly glory upon his resurrection and ascension to the right hand of his Father. Just last month, I had the privilege of going on a pilgrimage to Rome, and during this Jubilee year, it was a gift to be able to go to many basilicas, and one of the basilicas I got to enter into to pray was the Church of the Holy Cross, Santa Croce. And in that church is the reliquary, which has the cross beam on which St. Dismas was crucified. And in that same reliquary, there's also contains the largest relic of the true cross of Christ, along with two thorns from his crown and a nail that was used during the crucifixion. And what's amazing that even today, in that reliquary in Rome, we have this sign that because St. Dismas was with the Lord in his passion and recognized him as king, today he is with him in paradise. And to be with Jesus, this ought to be the desire of our hearts. And today, as we worship the Lord using the title King of the Universe, we're reminded that he is king over all things, that his kingdom lasts forever. And to be with Jesus means to live with him forever. And while he now reigns as king, he still teaches us to pray in the Our Father, "Thy kingdom come." And while he has been crowned as king of the universe, as we saw at the cross, some accept his kingship while others reject it. So we pray for the kingdom to come in its fullness, a kingdom of truth and life, a kingdom of holiness and grace, a kingdom of justice, love, and peace, as we'll pray before the Eucharistic prayer today. Any time that we've experienced any of those things here on earth, truth, love, peace, we've experienced a foretaste of the kingdom of heaven that ought to increase our longing to be with the Lord, The beautiful thing about that desire to be with Jesus, and it's really a share in his desire to be with us. In our gospel passage today, we heard that the soldiers offered Jesus wine. In the Gospel of John, it's clear that the reason they offered him something to drink was because he said the words, "I thirst." While Jesus certainly was thirsty in that moment, he was doing something more than just asking for a drink. When Jesus says, "I thirst," he's thirsting for you. He's thirsting for me. He's thirsting for the good thief, for the bad thief, for every person that there has ever been and will ever be. Our second reading today from Colossians speaks about how all things were created through him and for him. That includes you. You were created for him. And if that is true, which it is, consider for a moment just how much Jesus wants you to be with him. You were created for him. He thirsts for you. He longs to be with you. The Lord wants to speak those words to us. "Well done, good and faithful servant." C.S. Lewis writes about how good it will be to hear those words. But in order to hear them, we must be childlike. He writes, "Nothing is so obvious in a child as its great and undisguised pleasure in being praised." I noticed this just a few days ago, going to the basketball game across the street here at the school, just cheering on those boys on the basketball team, seeing the joy that they had when you cheered them on. This childlike pleasure at being praised. And C.S. Lewis goes on, "I'm not forgetting how very quickly, in my own experience, the lawful pleasure of praise from those whom it was my duty to please turns into the deadly poison of self-admiration. But I thought I could detect a moment, a very, very short moment before this happened, during which the satisfaction of having pleased those whom I rightly loved and rightly feared was pure." And that is enough to raise our thoughts to what may happen when the redeemed soul, beyond all hope and nearly beyond belief, I think of that thief, beyond all hope, learns at last that she has pleased him whom she was created to please. He goes on, "There will be no room for vanity then. She will be free from the miserable illusion that it is her doing." And then speaking about the final judgment, he says, "The promise of glory is the promise, almost incredible and only possible by the work of Christ, that some of us, that any of us who really chooses, so actually survive that examination, shall find approval, shall please God." And finally, to please God, to be a real ingredient in the divine happiness, to be loved by God, not merely pitied, but delighted in, as an artist delights in his work, or a father in his son. It seems impossible, a weight or burden of glory which our thoughts can hardly sustain, but so it is. You were created for Christ. Because of that, Christ thirsts for you. So in this Mass, may we experience a foretaste of heaven as we come to be with the Lord now and hope to be with him in eternity.